Daf Samech Aleph. So we got to the first wide line down on Samech Amid Beis. The Gemara on yesterday's Daf was talking about Lishma, Shelo Lishma, different combinations. So now the Gemara is going to transition into a slightly different topic, but related as follows. Ibai Lahu, Pesach Sheshachtu B'Sharim Os Hashana B'Shinui Bailim Mahu. So now we've been talking about Shinoi Kodesh, which is changing from Pesach to Shalmim or Shalmim to Pesach. Now we're changing who the owner is. So if you're a Shechting a Pesach that's owned by Reuven, but you're doing it L'Shem Shimon, that's called Shinoi Bailim. Now the question is, what if you do Shinoi Bailim on the rest of the year, Pesach and Shar Yamim? So that's the Shaila. So the Gemara says, again, Ibailu Pesach Sheshachtu B'Sharim Os Hashana B'Shinoi Bailim Mahu. Do we say Shinoi Bailim Kishinoi Kodesh Dami Umach Shile? Just like Pesach B'Sharim Os Hashana, Shelo Lishmo is actually acceptable. So perhaps Shinoi Kodesh is also acceptable B'Sharim by Pesach, although, or maybe not. So Amar Papa, Rapapa said, Amrisa Lishmaisa Kame de Rava, he raised this question to Rava, and said, Hol V'Shinoi Kodesh Posel Bizmano, B'Shinoi Bailim Posel Bizmano, just like if you change the Shinoi Kodesh of Pesach to Shlamim Bizmano, which means Erev Pesach, it passels the Karban Pesach, and also Shinoi Bailim of a Karban Pesach Bizmano also passels the Karban Pesach. Ma Shinoi Kodesh Sheposel Bizmano Machshil Acher Zmano. However, if you change the Kodesh of Shlamim, although it's Posel Bizmano, it's kosher if it's Shelo Bizmano, B'Sharim Os Hashana, Shinoi Kodesh is actually acceptable by Pesach. Maybe we could extend that same Kula, that same Heter, Af Shinoi Balim, B'Sheposel Bizmano, it should be Machshiro L'Acher Zmano as well. So at this stage, we want to equate the psul of Shinoi Kodesh to Shinoi Balim, to also the Hechsher of Shinoi Kodesh, also to a Hechsher of Shinoi Balim. So Gemara says you cannot compare the two. We're going to see four and then bring it down to really two differences between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. So Amrli, so Rava's response back to her papa was, lo, not true. In Amris, if you're going to say that this might apply to Shinoi Kodesh, it's acceptable by Shemar Shraim Osashana, but Shinoi Kodesh, Shekain Psula Begufo. That the Shinoi Kodesh, you change the guf of the carbon from a Pesach to Shlamim. It's something that's intrinsic to the animal. And the Yeshiv Arba Avodos, that Shinoi Kodesh will affect the animal, whether it's the Shechita, whether it's the Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, all four Avodos are subject to Shinoi Kodesh. And thirdly, the Yeshiv La'achar Misa, if you look at the top Rashi in Daf Samech Aleph, it applies even after the person dies, the Yeshiv La'achar Misa, Mace, Bino, Mevi, Karbon, Aviv. If the father dies, the son brings one, brings that carbon in his stead. V'mshachtu Shelo L'Shmo, in other words, you bring it for a Shalom purpose, Lo Allah L'Shem Chov, it will not work first chova. So we see that the Shinoi Kodesh applies even lacher misa. And the fourth thing, if yeshem betzibur kibiyachid, if you change a carbon tzibur to a carbon to another type of carbon, it will also Shinoi Kodesh applies equally to a tzibur as it does to a yachid. So again, Shinoi Kodesh applies to its psul b'gufo, its arba avodos, its lacher misa, and its betzibur as well. As opposed to Tomer, will you make the same extension to Shinoi Bailim? Ze'im psul b'gufo. When you change the owner, who the carbon is going to be for, that doesn't change it, what the name of the carbon. It's about who owns it. That's outside of the animal. It's not a psul begufo. It's external. And eino bar ba'avodos. The Shinoi Bailim only applies during the shas of the zrika. Doesn't apply to the other avodos. And ve'eino l'achar misa. If the father dies, it doesn't apply either afterwards. If you change the Shinoi Bailim of the son who brings the carbon instead, it's acceptable. And fourthly, Veino B'Tzibur K'Biyachad. There's no such thing as Shinoi Bailim of a carbon Tzibur. The Tzibur is about everyone. Everyone's the owner. So there's no changing of the Shinoi Bailim by a Tzibur. So those four things don't apply to Shinoi Kodesh. So there's a big distinction between Shinoi Bailim and Shinoi Kodesh. And just because Shinoi Kodesh is acceptable Shari Mos Hashana, it does not mean that Shinoi Bailim is acceptable the rest of the year. So the Gemara says now, V'yafa gav de tart, even though two of the four we just mentioned are lav dafka, they're not really strong questions. Tart and mia dafka, two of them are strong questions, are very, very, very specific. Meaning what? D'mai shenah shinoi bailim, d'lo have psuli begufo. What's the reason we say that when you change a shinoi bailim, we initially had suggested it's not called an intrinsic psul, it's not psul begufo? Because the psul machshava alma, the Kohen's thought was for Shimon as opposed to Reuven. It's a psul in the machshava of the Kohen. So shinoi kodesh nami psul machshava alma hi. When you change from the Pesach to Shalom, that's also a psul b'machsheva. So that actually is not a distinction. That knocks off one of the chilukim. V'su, moreover, ha'damar shinoi ba'ilim einol achar misa, the one who holds that if you change after the father dies, and the son brings the carbon, and he brings it for Shimon as opposed to his father Reuven, that actually doesn't disqualify the shinoi kodesh, doesn't disqualify the carbon. But l'Rav Pinchas b'Reid Rav Ami damar yesh shinoi ba'ilim achar misa, he holds there actually is shinoi ba'ilim even achar misa. So those two have been neutralized, but ma'ik l'meimar tarte miha dafka ninu. But there still are two problems here of the other two, of Arba Avodos, and Yeshu B'tzibur B'kibiyachin. And since there's a difference between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailam, we cannot use Shinoi Kodesh as a model for Shinoi Bailam. Either way, so what's the bottom line? What do we say when there's this initial Shaila of Shinoi Kodesh B'Pesach Shai Mos Hashana? So the Gemara concludes, Ela Amarava, Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shai Mos Hashana B'Shinoi Bailam is Nase K'mi She'ein L'Bailam B'Zmano Pasol. So this is the equation we're making. Everybody agrees. If you bring a car in Pesach or an Er Pesach without any Baal, there's no part of it, that's definitely no good. So when you change Shinoi Bailam the rest of the year, that's as if there's no Baal either. And just like no Baal on Er Pesach if it's Bano's Pasul, certainly no Baal the rest of the year will also be Pasul. And that's how Rava concludes. Okay, we could kind of put that beside. Now we can go ahead. This next daf, the rest of the daf is much, much simpler. Okay. So the Mishnah begins out as follows with Daf Samach Amun Aleph, Samach Aleph Amun Aleph. The Mishnah says, we already saw much of the Mishnah quoted on yesterday's Daf. Shachtu Shalol Achlav, for Shalol Mnuyav. Let's say you shecht the Karim Pesach only, exclusively, for people who can eat. We'll see who they are in a second. Or Shalol Mnuyav, people who are not part of the guest list. And La'arelim L'tmeim, Pasul. Because since on the you had a kavana, only those who are possible from eating, so then that shechita, that Pesach is definitely disqualified. But let's say you have a combination of la'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav. You have people who can eat and people who can eat. Or you have l'mnuyav v'shelo l'mnuyav. You have people who are part of the guest list and people who are not part of the guest list. Or l'mulim l'arelim, those who have a mila and those who don't have a mila. Or l'tmeim l'tarim, some people are tame, some people are tar. That's all kasher, because as long as you have somebody who's able to eat, even though others can't eat, that's an acceptable carbon Pesach. A separate halacha, completely different than what we had just mentioned. Shachtu kodem chatzos, pasul. If you shach the Karim Pesach prior to chatzos on Yud Dalet Nisan, it's pasul. Mishum shenemar bein harbayim. You have to shach the bein harbayim, which means after the afternoon. Shachtu kodem l'tamid. Let's say it's after chatzos, but you shach it prior to the tamid shel bein harbayim. So we learned already earlier in the parak that it has to be dafka after the tamid shel bein harbayim. But let's say the kohen shachted it, or even the Azar could do the Shechita for that matter, Shechted before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, so then Shechtu Kodem the Tamid, Kasher, it's acceptable, Uvilvad Shehei Acher Mimaris Bidamo Ad Sheizor Katamid. So now, even though the Shechita of the Pesach took place before the Tamid, so now you did the Kabbalah, you caught all the blood. So what you should do is have a Kohen continue to mix the blood, lest it congeal, because if it congeals, you can't do the Zrik anymore. So you have a Kohen continue to mix it, and then you have to go ahead and have a Kohen do the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, do the Shechita, do the Zrika, and then you do the Zrika of the Pesach after the fact. So then the Mishnah says, however, even as Nizrak, if even you did the Shechita and also the Zrika of the Pesach before the Tamid, that's also kosher, that's acceptable as well. But ideally, again, it's Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim followed by the Pesach. So now the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Ketad shelo le'ochlav. What does it mean that you shech for people who are not able to eat, who can't eat? We mentioned this yesterday, l'shem chola or l'shem zakin. A person who's too ill to eat, he can't have a kazayis of the basar of the Pesach, or he's too old to eat, he's not able to eat that much. That's an example of a shelo le'ochlav. Ketad shelo lemnuyav. What's an example of people who are not part of the count? Nimnu alav chabura zu, v'shachtu l'shem chabura acheres. So that if you have a guest list and you're shechting it for the wrong guest list, so that's considered shelo lemnuyav. So menahin emile, how do you know that that you have to have the menuyim to be part of the guest list of the carbon Pesach? Where do you find such a thing? We don't have it by any other carbon. But carbon chatas and ola tamid, you don't have to have a guest list. So what's the source? Happens to be this week's parsha. So the Gemara quotes a brayso menahin emile de taner abanan. It says in this week's parsha again. I read the whole pasuk, get the whole context here. V'miyimat habayis miyos miseh. You and your neighbor get together. Michsas means to be counted together. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says four lines up from the bottom here. Michsas means lashon minuyin, to be counted. He brings the pasuk later on. Kimos michsas haerkecha. So michsas means to be part of a count, to be part of a guest list. So this is the source that you have to have menuyim for the Karim Pesach. So the Gemara then says further, the Brisa says, maybe Yachol Shachdu Shlolim Nuyav Overal HaMitzvah Kasher. One might think, let's say you went ahead anyways, you shechtu the Karim Pesach, and you didn't have a guest list. So maybe b'dieved it should be acceptable. Tamil Omar b'michsach tachosu. The pasuk is a double lashon michsas, and it says tachosu again. What's a double lashon? So we have this cloud whenever it comes to kachim. Kasev shana lava kafsa la'akev. There's a concept in kachim when something repeats itself in kachim. The reason why it repeats itself to tell us it's li'ikuva. So if it just said michsas once, okay, we would say lechachilo you need a guest list. But yeah, but it's acceptable. But since it has double lashon b'michsas, and then it says again tachosu, that tells us that it doubled up. It repeated itself to tell us that li'kuva. If you're not part of the guest list, you can't eat. And if there's only people who are shalom l'mnuyav, it will miakev the Karban Pesach. Now comes along Rebbe in the Brisa. Rebbe Amar lashon sursihu. It's lashon sursi. Rashi is lashon arami. What does that mean? It's a sometimes the psukim have words from different languages, and the reasons for that, the reason why that is, Rabbi Nachman actually writes because every language has certain kedusha to it. So there are certain words that are shtupped into the Torah to show there's certain kedusha. We have sometimes Yevanis is in the Torah. Sometimes you have what Afkin, like Totafos. The Gemara says is different combinations of languages. There's a concept of other kedusha in other languages. So here as well, lashon of michsas is a lashon of shchita. It's an Aramaic for shchita of some sort. Lashon sursihu. Ka'adam sh'omer l'chaver. It's like a person says to his friend, kosli tlezeh. Shecht for me this tle. So that's what Rebbe says. Shecht me. Look at Rashi to understand what does that mean. What's the drasha? Kos shochet. L'meimar debishah shchita tzarech l'skavin l'mnuyav. When is the guest list relevant? You have to have in mind during Shas Shchita, that's when it's relevant. But during Shas Kabbalah and Halach and Zrika, that's irrelevant. So number two things we learn here. Number one is you need to have a guest list. Number two is that guest list is relevant during Shas Shchita. Now it sounds like from the Brisa there's a machlokis here, that Tanakama holds you need a guest list, and Rebbe holds that you just have to have Shas Shchita in mind, but Tosafot points out there's no machlokis here. Rebbe's just adding on that in addition to having a guest list, that guest list is relevant during Shas Shchita. Look at Tosafot to say this, Dibur Maskil Rebbe. He says, Rebbe Omer Lashon Sursi Huzeh, Omer Ri, the Rebbe Lo Palag HaTanakama. He's not arguing the Tanakama. He agrees that if there's no one who's able to eat and there's no guest list, it's a likuva. He's only explaining, he's elaborating on the Tanakhama, the lo paslo ochlav umunuyav ela b'shchita. That's what he's coming to teach us. So the two understandings of this word surah of tachosu, michsas, to teach us these two aspects of the din. Okay. So now the Gemara said, we understand ashkechan shlolim nuyav, so we just brought a raya. How come you need to have a guest list because of the word michsas? But shlola ochla minolam, we don't have anywhere in the pasuk that tells us you have to have people who are able to eat a kazayas. Where's the source of that? Amar Kala, the pasuk says, this too is in this week's parsha, ish lefi ochlo tachosu, iskash ochla lemnuyav. It says ochlo next to tachosu to tell us the juxtaposition, just like the requirement of menuyav, so too this requirement of ochlov has to be only people who are able to eat a kazayas are part of the guest list of the Karban Pesach. Great. So now the Gemara says, moving on to Amud Beis, the top line of Amud Beis. Gemara says, so we just learned before that the only time the relevance of the guest list is during Shas Shchita. During Shas, Halacha, Kabbalah, and Zrika doesn't make any relevance. But now the Gemara makes it a little bit tricky now. There's a machlokas here in the top of Samech Alf Amud Beis here. Shachdu lemulun amnas shis kapru ba'arelim bizrika. Okay, so what's happening here, if you look at top Rashi, Shachtu lahachilo ulamolin menuyam. You do shchita, everything properly. The shchita you had in mind for the people who are able to eat and people who have milas. That's acceptable. But you also, aval yiskaprubo bezrika arelim. But now you have in mind during shchita about the zrika. The zrika is the shas kapara. So you have in mind that I want only people who are arelim, or Rashi says, menuyim or sheinam menuyim, people who are arelim or people who are not counted, I want to have them in mind that they're going to get kapara during Shas Zrika. Is that called Shas Shchita or not? Because the machshava is happening during Shchita, but it's about something happening and during later on during Zrika. So again, Shachtu lemulin al menashis kapru bo arelim bezrika. Is that going to be problematic or not? So this is a machlokas Rav Chista and Rabba. Rav Chista amar pasul, and Rabba amar kasher. Rav Chista amar pasul because yesh machshavas arelim bezrika, since you have in mind about arelim during Zrika, and it's now during Shchita, so that's going to disqualify this. But Rabba Amar Kasher Ein Machsheves Areilim Bezrika. No, we don't acknowledge it because that's about a Zrika later on, and it doesn't affect your current Shechita. Okay, a little bit complicated, but let's look at Mishnah. I don't think so. We didn't talk about Almanas for a later stage. Just during one Shechita. This is taking another step further. So Gemara now wants to know. So what's the basis of the Machlokas Rabba and Rav Chisda? So we're going to make a suggestion during the first daf here, this first Amud, and tomorrow's daf, we're going to make another suggestion. We're going to reject today's discussion. We're going to learn anyways, of course. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Mina Amin Allah, how do I know that you're able to accept this idea? It's kosher, even though you had Almanas, she's Kapru Bar Reilim, it's acceptable. So Yachal, Detanya, Yachal, Yifsal Bnei Chabura. Now the Rash points out, we're talking about Yachal, an Ariel, would be Yifsal Bnei Chabura. Let's say a Bnei Chabura of Mulim. And an Ariel joins the Chabura. So one might have thought the very presence of the Ariel should disqualify the entire Chabura of everyone who has a Mila. So Yachal Yifsal Bnei Chabura, Habam Imo, Vidinu, and it makes sense. Hova Arla Poselas, Vituma Poselas, in general, one who's an Ariel cannot eat the Karim Pesach, one who's Tameosa can't eat the Karim Pesach. So there's the equation between an Ariel and a Tuma. Ma tuma lo asaba miksas tuma kechola tuma. Just like if you had tumeim in Torim, just because I have tumeim as part of my group, they won't disqualify me from eating. I'm a tower, so miksasam won't disqualify the everyone else. We don't say by ma tuma lo asaba miksas tuma kechol tuma af arla lo asaba miksas arla kechol arla. So just because there's an arel, in my guess is it won't affect anyone else. Only if it's everyone are arelim would be possible. But if it's only mikas arelim, it shouldn't disqualify. That's one havamina, one approach. Oh, kalech l'derech zu. Or maybe we should make a different suggestion. Hol v'arla poselas uzman posel. Now, zman, what's zman posel? Zman, Rashi points out, we'll read this inside in just a second. It's when a person has a mind to eat the shechita outside the parbeza, outside the zman. That's a pigel. That's posel. So now we're equating arla to zman, a pigel. So again, holva arla poselas uzman posel mazman asaba miksasman kecholzman. Let's say you have in mind that I only want to have a kezias of the Karim Pesach chutzasmano. That's only miksas. That will disqualify the entire Karim Pesach. So just like by zman, miksasman is kecholzman. Af one might think arla asaba miksas arla kechol arla as well. So nira Kumar says, let's see, nira lemi domin. To which one is it similar to? Donin. Davar she'eino noeg b'chalazvachim, midavar she'eino noeg b'chalazvachim. Let's compare two items that don't apply across the board. Arla and Tumea don't apply to other karbanos. Rashi points out that you're allowed to, an Ariel can send a carbon chatas, a carbon ola. A Ariel can send the carbon. By Pesach, an Ariel Tumea is disqualified entirely. But by other karbanos, although he can't go into the base of Mikdash, he can still send the shliach. So the tuma and arla does not apply to other karbanos. So we should compare those together, lump together tuma and arla, as opposed to the ayochiach zman shenoig bechalas vacham, but don't connect it to pigal zman, which applies to all karbanos across the board. So again, we should equate, or we should at least couple together tuma and arla, and we should say just like mixas tuma does not disqualify, so too mixas arla doesn't disqualify either. Now we're not done yet. This is still part of the havamin of the brisa. Oh, kalech lederech zu. Maybe we should take a different angle and done in davar shlo huter michlalo midavar shlo huter michlalo. That klal means there's certain items that are usher and there's never heter. There's never a heter for these things. Meaning there's never a heter for Zman. Pigel is never acceptable, and neither is an Ariel. There's never Ariel is never acceptable. There's never a heter for an Ariel. As opposed to Tumah, V'atochiach Tumah, Shut Michlala. We know that the Tumah, but Tzibor, if the entire Tzibor is Tame, you actually can bring a carbon. So we should really compare Zman, Pigel, along with Arla, because neither one of them ever have a heter for Karbanos. As opposed to Tuma, there is a time there's a heter of Huter Michlala. So different angles to go how to combine Arla. No, in general. Yeah, but he can never eat it. There's never a heter for him to actually eat and participate in it. Exactly. So again, right now we're not sure where to place Arla. That's a Shaila. Is it like Tuma or is it like Zman? And we have different reasonings to go either direction. So what do we do? So the Pasuk tells us, Tam Alomar Zos. It says in the Pasuk, I read the whole Pasuk of Vayomer Hashem El Moshe V'Aaron, Zos Chukas HaPesach, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, an Ariel cannot eat. That's this week's Parsha, an Ariel Zos. What's the Lashon Zos Chukas, that the Ariel can't eat? So Tamil Lomar Zos. My Zos? Ilema, Duchula Arla, Pasla, miktasa lo pasa. If Zos is telling me that only when the entire group, the entire chabura, are arelim, is a pasal, but if miktasa is there, it's actually acceptable. You don't need the word Zos to teach me that. Hi michol arel nafka. The pasuk says michol arel. That teaches me v'chol only when they're all arelim is a pasal, but if they're miktasa arelim, it's acceptable. So Zos isn't needed to teach me that drasha. Ella lav hachi katani is not telling me as follows. Tamar lomar v'chol arel kula arla pasla miktasa lo pasal. That's from the word v'chol arel. That when the entire chabur are arelim, it's pasal. When miktasa, it's acceptable. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me huadin lizrika, the same thing by zrika, the chul arla miyapasla, that let's say bishas zrika as well, if you had in mind during shazrika of a relim, it's also possible when the kulo arelim, but miksasa arelim, it's acceptable. Tamalomer zos, the word zos tells me that this whole discussion only applies by shchita. Bishchita hu de chul arla miyapasla, when shchita, only when the entire chabura are arelim is a possible, miktasa is acceptable. Aval by zrika, afilo kula arla, namri la pasla. When it comes to the shah zrika, your kavana during zrika, even if the entire chabura is going to be for all arelim, it's acceptable because zrika is not on the radar at all when it comes to who you have in mind for the Karban Pesach. So therefore we say from here, that's the understanding of Rabbah. When Rabbah says, if you shachtu lemulin, amnashish kapru arelim, we don't care about arelim during zrika. Arelim is only relevant b'shah zrika. How do you know it's during shah shchita? How do you know? From the word zos, zos tells me only shah shchita arelim relevant. But as opposed to zrika, we don't care about arelim, and that's how he said the question above would be acceptable. Now just to finish off this conversation, two lines here. V'chi tema, so how come we're so makel by zrika? By Shechita, we don't allow Kula Arelim. But by Zrika, we do allow even Kula Arelim. What's the Kula by Zrika? The Chitema, my Kula, but the Zrika, Dein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika. We haven't yet seen the basis for this yet. We're going to see it later on in the Sechta. But there's a klal that Ein Ochlin Bezrika. Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika. When we talk about who's in the guest list, all we care about is Shah Shechita. Like we saw in the Amun Aleph here, Rebbe said, from the Lashon of Kosli Tlezeh, Lashon Sursi, Dafka during Shah Shechita. But during Shah Zrika, we don't care what goes on, and that's why Rabbah says our case above is acceptable.
I don't understand. You're splitting the Kavanas, and you're asking that Zrika, the Arelim, that we're going to be matir, but for the Shechita, we're not going to be matir. But the Zrika is totally on the Shechita. So you have to have in mind for Shechita, because otherwise, you can't say, well, I'm not going to really shech this for them.
No, he did. The scenario is, he had in mind that the Shechita is the shame. The menuyim, the shame, the mulin, but I don't know why the person would do this, but my intention is that the zrika is going to be kapara for the arelim. My shechita was very, very pure.
But the ma'isa had to have for arelim also.
No, it didn't have to be. I want the shechita dafka to be for the mulim and the zrika to be a kapara for the arelim. Two different points. Now it's all doing the same zman, but that whatever.
Yeah. Why it's not on the same zman. He can actually verbalize before shechita.
No, he verbalizes at the same moment. He verbalizes it.
He finishes the shechita. Says,
no, but our case is during Shah Shechita.
Right.
Shah Shechita, he said that I want.
Shah Shechita, yes, but in the Zrika, it's a different.
I'm saying right now, our case is we're during Shah Shechita. He had Machshava that he wants the Zrika to be the Shame Mulin.
For
that rhythm, yeah. But let's go by it. Gemara says, Rav Chista says, Ad Rabba, Lidach Yisa, your whole Drasha could be the completely opposite. Tamil Omar, V'chol Ariel, you could learn as follows. Kula Arla, Pasla. Miktasa lo pasa. So that everybody agrees to. This drasha v'chol arel, that only when the entire b'nei chabura are arelim is it possible. If only miktasa are arelim, it's acceptable. Aval, one would have made the following diuk. Aval zrika, afilu miktasa, nami pasa. Maybe by the zrika, it's more machmir. That even if some only miktas are arelim, kavachomer, if kula arelim, it should be possible. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me that no, huadin lezrika, maybe if you want to extend this to Zrika, it should only be just as bad as Shechita, meaning only when Kula Arelim are there by Zrika is it possible. But if Miktas Arelim, it should be acceptable by Zrika. Tamalomer Zos. No, that's the word Zos is telling me to teach me that Shechita hu de Miktas Lapasa. Only by Shechita do we have the heter of Miktasa. About the Zrika, we don't have the heter Miktasa. Maybe Afilu Miktasa Pasla. Maybe even by miktasa of arelim by zrika should be even a problem. So why are we being more machmir by zrika and according to Rav Chista as opposed to shechita? My chumre de zrika, de lo mikveh pigel el bezrika. Where else do we find, where's the precedent that we find a certain stringency by Zrika? Because when is Pigel established? When the Kohen does a Zrika and he has in mind Amnas Chutz Lezmana or Chutz Mekomo, that happens Shazrika, not during Shechita. So based on this concept, this idea that there's a Chumer by Zrika, maybe Zrika should be more Machmir, and that's why Rav Chisda above says that a person who Shachta Lemulin, Amnas Shizkapu Bo Arelim Bezrika, Rav Chisda says it's puzzle. He takes a more stringent understanding of the Zrika's relevance to the world of Machshava. So that's the first approach of Machlokes Rabbi Rav Chisda, about whether Zrika is more chamer than Shechita, or it's less chamer, it's more kal than Shechita. So now the Gemara says, Maskev la Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, he throws out this whole conversation. Because this Rabbi Rav Chisda made up their own drushas. This was their drusha. Now the truth is, Rabbi was quoting a Bryce initially, so I'm not sure Rav Chisda argued that Bryce, but either way, they seem to be making their own drushas here. So Maskev la Rav Ashi, once you're making your own drushas, who said the word kol means every bnei chabur has to be there? There's a Gemara in Bechoros, the first parak, the first daf actually, comes up a few places. Sometimes the word v'chol can mean everything, and sometimes it can mean v'chol too, the smallest amount, two opposites. So he says, who said hai v'chol ariel kula mashma? Duma hai v'chol ariel mashma kol du ariel. Maybe even one ariel with 500 mulim should actually be puzzle. Maybe v'chol ariel mashma the kol du Arla, Kasa Rachmana, Zos. And the word Zos is telling me, Adika Kularla. No, you need Zos telling me that all Bnei Chabura have to be Arelim to disqualify the whole thing. And therefore, the Zos is no longer relevant to distinguish between Zrika and Shechita. It's just not an available drasha anymore. Lo Pasla. If again, Adika Kulpa Arla, until you have all Bnei Chabura Arelim, Lo Pasla, it's not disqualified. Lo Shna Shechita, Lo Shna Bzika. There is no difference between Shechita and Zrika, and therefore this is not irrelevant to our conversation here at all, and that's why Rav Ashi has to go on to give another suggestion. Okay, a bit of a tricky daf, a little bit involved, but let's recap quickly. We start by having the question that was really lagging from Samech Amid Beis about Shinoi Bailim, whether that's going to affect the Pesach the rest of the year. We went back and forth trying to equate Shinoi Bailim to Shinoi Kodesh. There are four differences. We broke it down to really only two differences. In the end of the day, the Gemara felt that Shinoi Bailim the rest of the year is no different than a Pesach without any Bailim on Er Pesach, and therefore it's disqualified. Then we had the Mishnah on Samech Aleph, which had that you, if it's an exclusive list of people who can't eat, it's possible, but if it's a combination of those who can eat, those who can't eat, it's acceptable. And then the Mishnah mentioned the Zman of Shechita is after Chatzos, after the Tamid, but b'dieved it can be even brought before the Tamid. And then the Braisa said, what's an example of a Shola Ochlav? It's a person who's either Chola or a Zakein. And then we brought a Raya that's b'dievedly Kuva, based on the double Lashon of Michsas and Tachosu. And then we equated the Lashon of Ochlav to Menuyim, that both of them have the same requirements of being part of that. It's Likuva if you don't have those who eat it, and those who are not part of the guest list. Then the rest of the conversation was about this Machlokas. See, Rabbi Rav Chisda, Shachtu Lemulun Am Nashish Kapru Ba'arelim Bezrika, whether that's Pasal according to Rav Chisda or Kasher according to Rabba, and we made a suggestion on how to make the drashas of Zos versus the word V'chol, and we concluded that it doesn't seem to be Muchach at all from this Braisa, so we're going to move on to another one, Mit Hashem, to Mara. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.